Scientists are tackling that dilemma. Some are developing strains that produce cellulose and sugars and could produce the same amount of energy as corn, using a fraction of the production energy and land area. Others are splicing genes from other organisms into cyanobacteria to increase the amount of carbon dioxide-fixing enzymes present in the cells. They have created strains that produce isobutyraldehyde gas that can be easily collected and converted into isobutanol. Using bacteria to produce fuel is not only economical, it has two advantages. First, it recycles carbon dioxide, which reduces greenhouse gas emissions. Second, it uses solar energy to convert carbon dioxide into liquid fuel. It's a win-win situation. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.